Researchers analyzed data from 1982 to 2017 and found that even though surface coal miners are exposed to less overall mine dust than they were in the 80s, the share of highly toxic silica dust in that mine dust has not significantly decreased. That means surface coal miners remain at risk of getting sick. Scott Laney is an epidemiologist at NIOSH who worked on the study.
We know that silica and mine dust are toxic, and we have the technology to suppress it, and yet coal miners are still being exposed to way too much of it.
Researchers looked at surface mines specifically because those mines employ about twice as many coal miners as underground mines, and yet less was known about surface workers' exposure to the deadly dust. The report found that miners in central Appalachia have a higher risk of overexposure, and people working in drilling occupations are also exposed to the most dust.
From a public health perspective, there's ample evidence to support that further safeguards are needed, and I think that the time for action on it is now.
Regulators at the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration are considering potential changes to existing safety standards. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.